Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it is quarter number four of our show. In quarter number three, we talked about players on the offensive side of the ball who were on the spot for the 2021 season. So it seemed only logical, Dustin, to go to the other side of the ball and talk about the defense and who's on the spot. And there's several interesting names here and angles to take. If we look at this, where in the 2020 season, there were a lot of young players, highly regarded players, that I think we as a fan base just assumed they were all going to step up. Their pedigree was good, you know, 4- and 5-star guys, and they were going to step right in and, if not be stars, they were going to be very solid at their positions. That didn't necessarily happen, and I think as a general rule, looking at some of these names, there are several of them who they were players that were counted on in 2020, but this year they need to make that next step, and I think that's the way you describe it. And you have on the top of your list Brandon Smith, the linebacker, and you probably could have put every starting linebacker's name on here, where they're all returning starters, but I'm not sure that any of them lived up to their billing, and that starts with Brandon Smith.
Yeah, I think to me he's the highlight of that group for the exact reasons that you mentioned. He is, I think, realizing that making 3 jaw-dropping plays a game is great, but it's not all there is to play in the linebacker spot. He is a really good, smart kid. We've had him on the show in the past, and such a physical talent. I thought you started to see the pieces coming together on a more consistent basis towards the end of last season. He brings that X factor, that excitement factor, the big hit. He does all that stuff, and I think the key for him and why he's on the spot, he's got to go from doing that for. For every big hit he made, it seemed like he whiffed on a couple tackles. That's how it's felt for the better part of 2 seasons. Now it's time for him to turn the corner and continue doing what he does and making those big plays, but also being the more consistent down-to-down, not looking for that home run swing every time, making the play that's in front of him. That's the next step for him as a linebacker. And why I think he's on the spot more than the other guys is that he brings – you know, that upside, and he brings that game-changing ability to the table more so than the others. So I think that Brandon Smith, it's time for him to be a star. And that's why he's on the spot. Penn State needs a star, not just on their linebacker core, but their defense as a whole. They need a guy who can swing the momentum of games. And Brandon Smith can be that guy, and they need him to be.
He's got great raw talent, and with great raw talent comes great responsibility also. He's got to be the leader among the linebackers. Another guy who I think is similar is Adisa Isaac, the defensive end. Now, he wasn't the starter last year, but he was in that 4-man defensive end rotation that they typically use. We saw enough of him 2 years ago in 2019 that the feeling was we were going to see that big step made in 2020. I don't think we saw that, though, Dustin.
Yeah, I don't think that Penn State really put him in position to do that. He wasn't unleashed, you know, and I think he does need to, and you're right, though. Like, I think that he wasn't used in a way to suggest that he's going to be an absolute star in 2021. But we know that through the bits and pieces we have seen for the past 2 years, that he's got that in him. And Penn State, you know, they lose 3 of their top 4 guys. They lose Shaka Toney, Jason Oway, Shane Simmons. They need not only guys to emerge as, you know, those top 4 rotational pieces, but they need somebody to be borderline unblockable off the edge. And Adisa Isaac, in my estimation, is the only guy who's in that category. But it's going to require him doing things that we haven't seen him do before, namely being on the field on a down-to-down basis, being a starter, being a guy that teams are game planning for, and still finding a way to get to the quarterback, still finding a way to get to the ball carrier and make plays behind the line of scrimmage. There's some projection required in order to say that Adisa Isaac is going to be there. If you listen to everybody on the team, everybody on the coaching staff, you know, they're going to say that he is a candidate to be that right away. But you also need to see evidence of it. And, 2021, he's going to have to show that.
Let's stay at defensive end, Dustin. And as you mentioned, you know, three out of the top four players in the defensive end rotation are now gone. Adisa Isaac is the only one of the four returning. The hope is, and I think even the expectation is, the transfer portal candidate, Arnold Ibikidi from Temple, he was a starter there. I'm not sure there's another defensive end who we could pencil in as a starting candidate. So Ibikidi, he's got to come in right off the bat, and the expectation is step right into a starting position. That's a pretty lot of burden on him as a transfer.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to make the jump up in competition on a week-to-week basis. I'm not sure if Penn State needs him to be a 10-sack guy. I don't know if that's the working expectation. But you don't have many guys who have game experience in this defensive end rotation. You have to come in as a veteran of the group, whether you're making a jump in competition or not, and at least be an effective, you know, Big Ten replacement level player. I think he's shown that maybe he can be a little bit more than that. But he does need to come in right away and be a veteran presence. I don't know if leader might be the right word, because it's hard for anybody to come in on a transfer basis and be that. But he needs to play a lot of quality snaps for this defensive end rotation to work at all. Now, the hope for James Franklin and John Scott Jr. is that maybe some of these young guys can push. Maybe his presence can help bring them along a little bit, and they can push him to be better, and they can all push themselves to be better. But as of right now, you look at what's on paper, and you don't see much of an alternative other than for Adisa Isaac to make a big leap and be a borderline star-type player, and for Arnold Ibikidi to be a really reliable starter at the very least. Penn State, they don't want that. They need both of those things, I think.
So at defensive end, that's where we're talking. We need Adisa Isaac to be a star. We need Ibikidi to at least be a competent starting defensive end in the Big Ten. By the way, we could probably also use a couple of those other guys to step up and be number three and four in the rotation. But similar to defensive end, we have the safety position and two guys there, and Jaquan Brisker and Jair Brown, where one of them, Jaquan Brisker, he chose to come back when he could have moved on. We need him to be that star at safety, and we need Brown to kind of play the Ibikidi role to step in and be a competent starter. Is that fair?
That's my estimation, and I think that Penn State's preferences kind of showed early last year, where Jair Brown was, you know, to me the guy. I don't know what the snaps say, but it would seem that he played the third most snaps at safety, and he was most often the guy that was used as the number three safety. And that was kind of how Jaquan Brisker was used prior to last season too, as in his first year as a JUCO transfer. So to me, that suggests that Jair Brown probably has the inside position to be the starting guy next to Jaquan Brisker. He needs to make a similar jump as Jaquan Brisker did last year into a full-time starter. For Brisker, you know, I think the challenges and why he's back is that he needs and wants to dominate for himself and for this Penn State defense. And if he does that, if he makes the jump from a guy who looks really, really good, he's got the physical tools, he's an NFL prospect, no doubt, to being a guy who can not only make plays that can change games, big hits, breaking up passes, really sure tackler, you know, was a good fit defending the run, all those things, but also be that spark, that leader, that guy who brings the emotional energy and who can who can rally this defense to be a better version of itself just by kind of being out there. That's what he needs to be. So he needs to be a leader and a real difference maker at a level that he wasn't this past season. Really, really good last season, but can he be great in 2021? Can he be the leader of the defense in 2021? That's the challenge that's on him. That's why he's on the spot, because just as I mentioned with Brandon Smith, Penn State needs those difference makers. It's one of the things that was lacking when you lose Micah Parsons. Yeah, the linebacker rotation still has a bunch of solid pieces in it, but they don't have difference makers. Not yet. Anyway, and that's what Penn State needs.
And to add to it for Jaquan Brisker, the fact that he came back, he's not just on the spot for the team benefit. He's on the spot himself for, can he help himself with his draft status? That was part of this decision, and hopefully he can step up in a way that will be reflected in where he goes in the draft. Staying with the defensive backfield, Dustin, at cornerback, there seems to be a lot of guys, a lot of names there, but the one, Tariq Castro Fields, he seems like he's been here forever, but the last couple of years has just been marred by injury. His decision to come back, he's also on the spot, not only to help out this team, but if he wants to play on Sundays, he needs to step up.
Yeah, to me, this one, you know, Brisker was both for himself and for the team. And certainly, Tariq Castro Fields can be, the same can be said. But for me, this one means more for him than it does the team. And by that, I mean, Penn State's got, you know, they've got cornerbacks. Whether he did or did not come back, I feel confident that this cornerback rotation was going to be a really good one. But Tariq Castro Fields needs to put 12 to 13 healthy, effective games together where he's not limited or he's not missing games, where he can showcase that that he can defend one-on-one. That's something that I think NFL teams probably have some doubts about at this moment, because most of what you saw from him was, you know, according to Penn State, where he was not 100% 2 years ago. And so he missed most of last year. He's on the spot to establish himself as a potentially elite corner. He's a good tackler. I think he's got the physical tools to mirror and turn his hips and run with guys and defend. But this is his time now to show that and to be a frontline starter. If he is as good as he can be, this Penn State cornerback rotation can be a really great position group, one of Penn State's best. But I think Tariq Castro Fields and his veteran presence and him establishing and covering in a way that he hasn't shown before is a really important part of that for both the team and, more importantly, for himself to get to the next level.
You got just a couple seconds. PJ Mustipher, he's also one that got to go from good to really good, right?
Yeah, I mean, they need stars to emerge, and Jaquan Brisker, Brandon Smith, and P.J. Mustipher on all three levels, those are the guys, those are the candidates to do it. I think they need that.
That's the final word on players on defense on the spot, and that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about salsas like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.